Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Consciousness, explained by Daniel C. Dennett, is a profound work that delves into the intricate and often perplexing subject of human consciousness. Dennett, a renowned philosopher and cognitive scientist, takes on the ambitious task of unraveling the complexities surrounding consciousness and what it means to be conscious. The book is a meticulous exploration of the human mind, aiming to demystify the processes that contribute to our awareness and perception of the world. Dennett's approach is both scientific and philosophical, combining empirical evidence from neuroscience with philosophical inquiry to present a comprehensive explanation of consciousness. Throughout the book, Dennett challenges traditional notions and assumptions about consciousness, proposing a compelling framework that reconsiders its nature and origins. His arguments are grounded in extensive research and are designed to provoke thought and reflection among readers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the multiple drafts model. Dennett presents the multiple drafts model as a core aspect of his explanation of consciousness. According to this model, consciousness does not arise from a singular, unified experience, but is instead a process involving multiple parallel and interacting processes occurring in the brain. Dennett argues that consciousness can be compared to a media platform where various mental activities, or drafts, are processed, revised, and occasionally realized as conscious experiences. This model challenges the traditional idea that consciousness is a fixed point in the timeline of mental events. Instead, it suggests that what we perceive as our conscious experience is the result of an ongoing, dynamic process where different interpretations and narratives are constantly being woven into a coherent, though ever-evolving, understanding of reality. This perspective not only demystifies consciousness by identifying it as a series of brain functions, but also aligns with scientific understandings of how the brain processes information. It's a radical shift from older models that viewed consciousness as a singular, static phenomenon, suggesting instead that it is diverse and fluid. Secondly, consciousness as an illusion. Another controversial stance Dennett takes is the notion that consciousness is an illusion. This claim doesn't imply that conscious experiences don't exist. Rather, it suggests that our intuitive and subjective experiences of being conscious aren't necessarily what they seem. Dennett extrapolates this idea from the argument that consciousness is a construct of the brain, fashioned from the same neural mechanisms that perform all types of cognitive tasks. By positioning consciousness as an illusion, Dennett opens the door to questioning how we perceive our inner experiences and challenges the common assumption that consciousness is fundamentally different from other brain functions. He uses various examples and thought experiments to illustrate how our brains can be deceptive, creating strong perceptions of continuity and singularity where none might actually exist. This interpretation pushes readers to reconsider the reliability of their own perceptions and acknowledges the complexity of trying to understand consciousness from within the very system, a human mind, that experiences it. Thirdly, phenomenal consciousness and access consciousness. Dennett revisits the long-standing debate about the nature of consciousness by exploring the concepts of phenomenal consciousness and access consciousness. Phenomenal consciousness refers to the raw, qualitative aspects of experiences, what it feels like to experience something. Access consciousness, on the other hand, concerns how information is accessed, utilized, and reported by cognitive systems. Dennett challenges the clear distinction often made between these types of consciousness, suggesting they are more intertwined than previously considered. By examining how our brains process and integrate sensory inputs, he illuminates how these experiences become accessible to our awareness. Dennett suggests that this accessibility is what gives rise to the feeling of what it is like to experience phenomena. This nuanced exploration encourages readers to reconsider assumptions about conscious experience and highlights the interplay between perception, interpretation, and mental access that forms our conscious reality. Fourthly, Dennett's critique of Cartesian materialism, in Consciousness Explained, Dennett critiques the Cartesian materialism view, the idea that there is a specific location in the brain where consciousness occurs. This critique is based on his assertion that consciousness is not confined to a singular theater within the brain, where the self watches the world. Instead, Dennett proposes that consciousness is a result of various processes without a central locus or overview. He uses the term Cartesian theater to describe the erroneous belief that there is a central place where experiences are presented for an audience, our conscious self. By dismantling this idea, Dennett removes the need to postulate a control center in the brain. He argues that multiple brain regions contribute dynamically to what we perceive as consciousness without requiring a singular point of coordination. His argument aligns with contemporary neuroscience models, which see the brain as a distributed network without unique centers of conscious control, further challenging entrenched dualist concepts. Lastly, the hard problem of consciousness. Dennett touches on the hard problem of consciousness, a term coined by philosopher David Chalmers, which refers to the difficulty of explaining why and how physical processes in the brain give rise to subjective experience. While Chalmers views it as an elusive question, Dennett approaches it with skepticism. He argues that what is dubbed the hard problem might be a pseudo-problem, stemming from misunderstandings about how consciousness functions. Dennett believes that by focusing on the functional and cognitive aspects of consciousness, we can begin to unravel the illusion of the hard problem. He suggests that once we fully comprehend how the brain's processes lead to what we consider conscious experience, the mysterious aura of these inquiries will dissipate. Nevertheless, this standpoint remains contentious, as it challenges the fundamental premise that human consciousness is inherently a profound mystery. By addressing this perspective, Dennett aims to shift the conversation from unanswerable queries to questions that can be scientifically examined and understood. In conclusion, Consciousness Explained by Daniel C. Dennett is a book that anyone interested in philosophy, neuroscience, or cognitive science should read. Dennett's work challenges readers to rethink their assumptions about the nature of consciousness and provides a framework for understanding awareness that is deeply rooted in scientific and philosophical reasoning. This book will particularly benefit those curious about the mind's inner workings and those seeking to reconcile scientific perspectives with philosophical questions. Dennett's explanations can reshape one's understanding of self-awareness and the processes behind it, making profound insights accessible to a broader audience. Readers will gain an appreciation for the complexity of consciousness and how modern neuroscience and philosophy can inform this understanding. Whether you're an academic, a student, or simply someone fascinated by the mysterious aspects of the human mind, this book offers valuable perspectives that can transform and enrich your comprehension of consciousness. It's an enlightening read that poses more questions even as it attempts to answer them, encouraging constant exploration and inquiry. If you would like to support Daniel C. Dennett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.